Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we take what we read in the Bible yesterday and we try to see how it makes sense in our lives today. Yesterday, we read the story of how the Israelites, having just escaped slavery in Egypt, were led by a dangerous, strange route through the desert that left them really vulnerable if Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, changed his mind. And that's exactly what happened. Pharaoh came after them, and they didn't find themselves in a place of safety. They found themselves in kind of a cul-de-sac. They found themselves in a dead end with the Red Sea right behind them, leaving them no place to escape. This definitely left the Israelites feeling afraid, doubtful, anxious, regretting having ever left Egypt. They even had the audacity to say maybe they would have been better off as slaves in Egypt than out in the desert, vulnerable to Egypt's attacks. You can tell they're definitely doubting the leadership that brought them to this point. Does Moses really know what he's doing? Is he really speaking for God? Does God really have their best interests at heart? Or is this a suicide mission? Now, unbelievably, what Moses told them to do in these circumstances was not to get ready to fight, not to take action, not to run, but he told them to stand still and be quiet. Trust that God would fight for them. We talked yesterday about how that would be an awfully hard thing for anybody to do. But they did it, and here's what happened. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land. And the waters were divided. And the people of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went in after them in the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And in the morning watch, the Lord, in the pillar of fire and of cloud, looked down on the Egyptian forces and threw the Egyptian forces into a panic, clogging their chariot wheels so that they drove heavily. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from before Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal course when the morning appeared. And as the Egyptians fled into it, the Lord threw the Egyptians into the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and horsemen. Of all the host of Pharaoh that had followed them into the sea, not one of them remained. But the people of Israel walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. So God certainly did have a plan to save the Israelites, an unmistakably miraculous God-given plan, since calling wind to create a tunnel through the Red Sea was not something in Moses' usual repertoire. It's not something that human beings can normally do, and yet God told Moses he just had to cooperate with him to make it happen. So God created this amazing path through the Red Sea, through what seemed like an insurmountable barrier. God made a way. He saved his people from their imminent deaths and showed them that they could absolutely trust him. So what was God trying to show in all this? Well, first of all, he was showing Pharaoh and Egypt something. Egypt worshipped many gods, including the pharaohs. He would have considered himself like a god and encouraged other people to see himself that way as well. He thought he had absolute power, and through the influence of other gods, he could influence their areas of expertise, the rain, fertility, and things like that. The creator of the universe, the God of Israel, Yahweh, is showing Egypt and Pharaoh who's really God. See, Pharaoh has had many opportunities to acknowledge God's power, sovereignty over the world. Through each of the plagues that Moses and Aaron brought against him, he had an opportunity to repent, but he always changed his mind and didn't let the Israelites go. Sadly, this is how it ends for Pharaoh. He's so certain that he is God and that Yahweh is not, that Yahweh, the God of Israel, shows his power in a most harrowing but visible way. The gods of Egypt are nothing. The God of Israel is the God of everything. That's what the Egyptians were meant to see, and you know what? The Israelites too. The Israelites were meant to see the same thing, that their God could be trusted, that their God was all-powerful. Their God was the God of the entire universe, not just their little nation. This is what God was showing in this great act of sovereignty. And through all this, he was going to create a nation, the nation of Israel. To get them there, God needed to really teach the Israelites that he could be trusted and that they needed to obey him. Because even in this story, we see their doubts and their regrets and their fears getting the better of them. Even though God has led them through a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire, even though there have been these 10 plagues, all these incredible, miraculous things have happened that clearly show they are the favored people of the God of the universe, they still doubt it and they still want to run away afraid. They still want to go back to Egypt and be slaves again. And so God needs to teach them that kind of trust and obedience. So here's your question for today. In what ways do people today act like God isn't really there, is powerless, or can't be trusted, regardless of what else he's done? Hope you'll share that with a group. Have a great discussion, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye for now.